know in your life, know what this is, what the blessing is, what this breath is, what this life is, what today is. Don't be a coal all your life. Graduate. Become a diamond.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
Last night, I was talking to some of the people here, and I just want to say that today is the day that we were talking about when we were referring to tomorrow. And I just want to talk about that a little bit, because today is the day every one of you has been waiting for. But if you can understand that you were waiting for this day, that every day that will come in your life, you have been waiting for that day to come. And if you can understand this, then you will not judge this day by what happened in it. You will judge this day by what you were able to dig out of this day. Do you understand what I mean by you were able to dig out of this day? Because the day came to you not empty, but full. Full of disappointments, yes. And full of hope, yes. Have you ever seen a coal mine? You may not have seen a coal mine in real life, but you have seen it in documentaries or movies or news. What do you think? Sometimes they dig out of a coal mine diamonds. That's all a diamond is. Do you know what a diamond is? It's pure carbon, pure coal. When the coal is squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed under tremendous pressure, it transforms. You've heard the word transform? Let me tell you about the transformation of coal. Coal is very dirty. It is so dirty that if you touch it, your fingers will become dirty. It is so dirty that if you are just around it when it is being handled, the dust from it, it's so soft, so dust from it will get all over you, and you too will become black, like the coal. That's how coal is. You see coal miners come out of the coal and they're completely black. There's a famous picture on one of the National Geographic magazines of these coal miners, and all you see is their white eye and their lips. And I mean, they're completely covered in coal. They're black. They are dirty from this coal. But, and this is the big but. When that coal is squeezed and 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 squeezed, it begins to transform. And it becomes a diamond. Now, let's talk about a diamond. Diamond is very different than a coal. It's clean. It's clean. You put it in your pocket, nothing will get dirty. You put it in your hand, it will not get dirty. And then, if you take that diamond, cut it, facet it, it is such pure form of carbon squeezed that it will begin to shine. You can take the coal, a soft piece of coal, and try to clean it, wash it. If you try to wash a soft piece of coal, you know what will happen? The soap will get dirty. Your hands will get dirty. The cloth that you're cleaning it with will get dirty. Everything that it touches will become dirty, 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 dirty. And then the diamond is so tough that it can polish other things and make them shine incredibly. This is one of the most incredible examples of transformation. So, do you have this possibility in your life? Do you have this possibility in your life? So, I am here to tell you, you do. You do. And that squeezing, I can make that happen. I have this wonderful gift, the gift of knowledge, that can transform you. From coal to diamond. I do. Now people say, this is not possible. Listen. If anybody made this claim that I just have, the claim that I just made, that I can make you, and this is an analogy, but like from coal to diamond, I can make the same thing happen in your life. This is the potential of every single human being. Now, I will put the same thing much more poetically. Instead of carbon, I will put it poetically. I am not the poet. Kabir was the poet. And Kabir says, that there are drops in the ocean, everyone knows. There are drops in the ocean, everyone knows. But that there is an ocean in the drop, only a few know. Same thing. In the coal has the potential of being a diamond. In the ocean there are drops, and in the drop is the ocean. You are the drop, and inside of you is the ocean. Am I lying or telling the truth? There is nothing to believe in this. Oh yes, I believe there is ocean in the drop. No. The word Kabir used is not believe. The word Kabir used is know. Do you know? Do you know that you are the drop? And in this drop, there's the ocean. Do you know? Do you know? Would you like to know? The difference is, no, would you like to believe? Would you like to believe or would you like to know? Because if you don't know, then every day that you were waiting for will come and nothing will happen. Nothing. 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 How many of you in your life at some point in time have dreamed of being able to have a genie? Rub a lamp. Genie appears. This may be psychologically not healthy, but at least it's good to dream. That's healthy. So how many of you have dreamt, ever dreamt, wish you had a genie? That you could rub a lamp, the genie appears, you tell the genie what you want, and it's there. How many? Come on, don't be shy, I'm going to raise my hand. I have. Because it's human nature. In this process of knowing, in this process of discovery, in this process of becoming a diamond from a coal, I realized something. We all have a genie's lamp. We do. And you know who the genie is? You. You are the genie. You can make it happen. You can. There was a guy in Australia. His family lived on a ranch. And they had their setup, they had their ranch, and they ran out of money. It came to a point where all they were eating was whatever they were killing. Kangaroo. It got really, really bad. They could no longer hang on to their ranch. It was then decided that they were going to get rid of their house, demolish their house, and sell the ranch. It It had become dire straits. It was painful to go on every day. It had become terrible. This really happened. So they pick up their whatever they had, bulldozer or whatever, and started mowing their house down. In the process of digging up, they find something shiny. Guess what it was? Gold. They were on top of a gold mine, suffering. Not after that, but till then. Till then they were suffering, but not after that. That's it. When the holiest of holy is within you, you are blessed and you don't know something is wrong. Something is wrong. And the only way to fix it is to know. When the most beautiful thinks they are ugly, then there is only one thing to be done. Place the mirror in the front and let them see for themselves how beautiful they are. That's it. That's it. That's all that needs to be done. That's all I offer. One man from India sent me a letter once. And he was just explaining how he came to knowledge. One day he came home and he was tired. He came home from his office. He was tired. And as soon as he entered his house, his eldest son came and said, "Dad, I'm not going to go to school tomorrow if you don't get me a new bag for my books." Upon hearing the eldest son talking, the youngest son decided to come in and said, "Dad, I am not going to school tomorrow if you don't get me new shoes." Upon hearing the youngest son talk, the wife from the back says, "We will have no food tomorrow if you don't go grocery shopping." The man said he sat down. He sat down. And he said, "I work hard to make everybody happy. I work hard to make my eldest son happy. I work hard to make my young son happy. I work hard to make my wife happy. And who amongst these works hard to make me happy?" And he realized that if he wasn't happy, there was no way his eldest son, his youngest son, and his wife were ever going to be happy. So his neighbor had been telling him about me. So he immediately, he did not go to buy a new bag, he did not go to buy shoes, and he did not go to buy groceries. He went to her and said, "Give me one of those videos." So he took the video home and he watched. And he said that was it. The first video he watched, he understood. He understood. And he said after that his life was transformed for the better from the coal to the diamond. That's what I do. I have that gift for you that can transform you from the coal to the diamond. It's a big statement. It's huge. Unbelievable. But it's true. But it is true. It is true. I stand behind my words. These are not empty words. This is not a speech to make you feel good. People make those speeches to make you feel good. You are important. You are wonderful. You are this. You are that. You can be successful. You that, 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 that. No. Nobody should be there trying to create happiness for you except you. Because when other people become responsible for creating your happiness, they will disappoint you. Regardless, even if they are your own children. And nothing is going to be closer than your own children. They've got your genes. Your genes. Your genes in them. You want to be a self-made person? Then be one. And be solely responsible for your happiness in this life. Because you are the only one who will know how important that is to you. I'm not talking about making you dependent on something. I'm talking about making you independent. I am saying you do not need the crutches and the canes of this world. Stand on your feet. Because there's nothing wrong with your feet. Stand. That's the miracle. The blind shall see. Who is the blind? We are the blind. And why are we blind? Because we go around in this world with our eyes closed, not wide open. And I'm the one who says, open your eyes and see. See what is in your heart. See what is within you. See that beauty that resides within you. You have believed enough. Now it is time to know. It may be wonderful to dream. But what will happen if you woke up? What will happen if you wake up? This is what I say. You have no reason to dream because there is a reality that is more beautiful than any dream that could be. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to know what I know. That is the beauty of lighting a lamp. So now I go around the world lighting unlit lamps. When those lamps are lit, then in their life they have the possibility of light. Not darkness, of light. Then what happens? Oh, then the most beautiful thing happens. You're ready for the day. Because your lamp is lit. You're ready for the day. You can see what the possibility of today is. That's all. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. Don't believe me? Know what I am saying. I want you to know what I am saying. I want you to know who you are. Know thyself Socrates said a long time ago, I am saying it today because it is possible. He didn't say believe in yourself. He said know thyself. He could have said believe in yourself. He could have. I'm sure the Greeks had a word for believe. You know? Not I think, but I know. The time has come for that in your life. But it is not about thinking, it's not about believing, it's not about hearsay, it's not about reading, it's about knowing. Read as much as you want. I have nothing against books. I like books. But no. Know in your life, know what this is, what the blessing is, what this breath is, what this life is, what today is. Don't be a coal all your life. Graduate. Become a diamond. It's so much fun to talk about this possibility. Maybe in the next event, it won't be about coal and a diamond. It'll be about a little oak acorn turning into an oak tree. When you hold an oak tree, an acorn in your hand, do you see an oak tree? Do you? Acorn, oak tree, doesn't seem possible. Put it in the ground, let it germinate. That acorn becomes an oak tree. That's the possibility. You are the acorns. Transform and become an oak tree. Become that. So, thank you very much and enjoy your life. Thank you.